Welcome to the open house. I hope you find everything to your liking.
We'll see, we'll see. Is there anything really wrong with the house?
Well, not really. I mean, there are always minor problems with any property.
I don't trust you. I think this is a vampire house.
That's ridiculous. There are no vampires here.
Well, what does that smell? It smells like death. It smells like the undead. Like an eldritch abomination using this place to sensually stalk the living as its prey.
Okay, you got me. We had a few water leaks in here, and I think that is black mold. I'll tell you what, I'll knock off 10,000 from the asking price.
And what about that flickering light bulb? That is surely a portent of evil, a sign that a beast that consumes the blood of the innocent resides here.
Oh, that. Well, I tried to be a little bit of an amateur electrician, and, well, that is the result. I mean, it's perfectly safe, of course. I mean, I hope it's safe. But because you caught me on that, too, well, let's just call it an even 15,000 off the asking price. And I have to say, you are a really tough negotiator.
Well, how do you explain that dirt in the corners? That has to be from a grave.
Bad housekeeping?
The scent of blood coming from the basement?
Broken freezer full of meat?
The general sense of hopelessness?
Post-divorce bankruptcy. I mean, I am a motivated seller for a reason.
Ah, I see. Okay, I guess that all makes sense then. So, there is no evil here? Just sadness? Just pure pathos?
Pretty much. It's just been one thing after another. So I can honestly say there are no vampires here.
So, this place has walk-in closets?
Yeah, they're nice too.
Well, how big are they?
No, don't open that door.
Oh, Victorian style. A nice touch. Do the walls bleed?
Yes.
Do you have to clean up after it, or is it...
No, it seems to be an illusion.
Well, that's an amenity. And that should mean that vampires won't want to drop by unannounced.
I mean, I guess. Do you want to talk more about this in the kitchen? I can show you the Ghost Hunters episode so you can see all the phenomenon.
Well, why didn't you lead with the fact that this house was featured on TV? I mean, that would have saved us both a lot of time.
Get out! Get out! This is not your story!
God, couples' costumes are so lame.
No kidding. They're all the same.
Ooh, wasn't this one from your favorite game?
I am not picking this one. I know you'll disapprove. Your tastes are to blame.
My tastes? I picked out the Princess Peach costume. Don't you remember how hard you came?
Come on. That's unfair. You are using that special cane.
Then you pick this time. It's bound to be something tame.
I should have come alone. We've been wandering around with no aim.
Ugh. You know what? I hate your stupid dares. Rhyming for an hour is impossible. And why do we always have to wear couples costumes while fucking?
Fine, fine. I'll settle with... the incest Siamese twins.
Ugh, again?
Yes, you refused the USB male to female pair. You are really vanilla beyond compare.
Ugh.
Welcome and thank you for tuning in to Channel 69. I'm Ben Dover. This is The Naughty News. On tonight's program, we have an ass to die for, some spooky weather, an interview with mayoral candidate Spermy Sanders. Sex and suffocation, the two go hand in hand. For most, such an untimely demise is an unfortunate accident. But tonight, such a demise was... murder. True Crime has more information on this insidious event.
Thank you, Ben Dover. That's right, folks. We have lost yet another poor soul to the menace we only know as the Cheeky Choker. 44-year-old cat lady and banging MILF lesbian, was found dead in her condominium earlier this morning, with her skull flattened like a flapjack and her panties soaked as a mofo. An autopsy revealed particles of booty dust on the victim, both on her face and inside her lungs. This appears to be the 69th death by fatal face-sitting, and only one badonkadonk could be the cause of such a horrendous homicide. The cheeks of death, weapon of choice of a cheeky choker. Citizens, please face it responsibly and with a buddy. If you suspect a woman of being the cheeky choker, please report details to the chief of police. And please do not go home with her. Her rear end will be your end. Back to you, Bendover.
Speaking of rear ends, we have a guest in studio who is a fan of the bottom 69% of citizens. Candidate for city mayor, Spermy Sanders. Welcome, Mr. Sanders.
Thank you, Ben. Very glad to be here on your news program.
Now, Spermy, you've identified as a democratic blowshalist for years now, but many of our viewers might have some misconception on what blowshalism is. Would you like to clear that up for our viewers?
Of course, Ben. I thought it would be fun to wrap my political ideology in a Halloween metaphor, if you will. Now, your producers have been so kind to supply me with a little pumpkin bucket full of Halloween candy. Oh, what have you got here, butterscotch?
Come on, let's get to the point.
Okay, hold your horses. So every year, you've got the children going around door to door, knocking for Halloween candy, right? Now, nobody has a problem with this. It's all in good fun. Not as fun as protesting, mind you, but pretty damn fun. Now, blowshalism is basically Halloween year-round, except the kids are the citizens and the house is government and the candy is healthcare and minimum wage and free condoms and tampons and what have you. Every citizen chips in some candy at the beginning of the year and the government hands it out to people who need it.
But wouldn't your policies lead to higher taxes for citizens?
Of course, but at least under my policies, you get something for your tax dollars. In the current system, you give the government a third of your damn candy, and you get all dressed up and knock on the door, and the government gives you fucking raisins for crying out loud. They tell you better go buy candy insurance from the fat cats on Ball Street. And here's what they don't want you to know, Ben. When I say fat cats, I mean literal cats.
Like the whisker kinds?
Yes.
I've seen them around town and interviewed them, here on the show, right where you're sitting. They certainly aren't cats, Spermy.
They are not human, Ben. What you see before you is a veneer. Their skin is just homemade makeup. It's cornstarch and water, and they smear Vaseline all over the fur so it doesn't stick when they peel it off. Have you ever seen when they peel off the face? It's hideous, Ben.
We're running short on time, Spermy, but thank you for your insight. Bring an umbrella with you as you go trick-or-treating tonight, because we have some pretty metal weather in town. Craven Moorhead is out in the thick of things. Craven?
Thanks, Ben. Either Mama Nature is on the rag or a Virgin Airlines plane has just been deflowered because...
No! Cut the music!
What the fuck, Ben? It's perfect Halloween weather. I look like fucking Carrie right now.
Not again! I will not let this new show get sued again because of musical copyrights that go along with meteorological events. I mean, who the fuck is running sound production tonight? Billy, get back here! I will fucking end you!
It's raining blood, bitch!
You know what's scarier than any movie monster? A fucking lawyer! And I don't want them swooping down on us and shutting us down!
Fuck you, dude. You're not my dad. I don't have to listen to you.
I saw your checks, you fucking ingrate! God damn it! This has been the Naughty News! Spank you for watching! Stay tuned for Ghouls Gone Wild. Happy Halloween!
We're 26,000 light years from Galactic Central Point. We go around every 200 million years.
Hey, asshole! Get the door, would ya?
Dritzig. Den Fahns Reislecker. Can I help you?
Wow, I love your Viking costume.
It looks so real. I like your shield. The fake blood looks awesome.
Dritzek! Help!
There are monsters at the door!
What?
And they're everywhere outside!
Damn the Jotunspan! How the hell did you find us? Well, it doesn't matter anyway, because we're going to gut you! Ready, Rosso?
Ready, Tritzek!
Kill them all!
For the old father!
What the fuck?
Fuck. I should have experienced this earlier. Yes. Yes, oh my god. Why didn't you eat me out before?
We discussed this.
Just go on with it.
What if I spell your name like this?
Eat me, spell my name. Oh my god, that was sensational. I love you.
What the fuck is this?
It's my ghost orgasm sheet, Derek. He comes when I come. Wait, why is Lois here? Oh my god, you know how off-putting it is when you hide in my room to spy and masturbate to me? Your own sister?
No, it's not like that. I didn't mean to.
Why else would Lois appear? You're definitely spying on me.
I'm sorry.
The fuck? What's going on? I've never seen a fucking orgasm sheep in my life. Wait, are you telling me that you were faking it every other time? Jesus fucking Christ, what the fuck?
No. It's not like that.
Why did that appear this time, then?
No, sweetie. I don't want to hurt your feelings. It doesn't matter.
Oh my god, I'm leaving.
Sweetie, it doesn't matter. Come back.
I can't fucking believe it. Really, I mean, what the fuck?
I don't think he's coming back.
I will deal with you later. Honey, come back, please.
Bye.
Oh, Mom and Dad, what are you doing in the kitchen? What the hell is wrong with everyone?
We couldn't resist. It was so much hotter doing it here. See? Look at that pie your dad made.
Oh yeah, it's just so Aaron ran out. Is everything okay?
Oh no. No. I truly fucked up. I hate living next to a brothel.
Doug, body paint is not an appropriate Halloween costume for the office.
What do you mean? You said we could dress as anything we wanted.
Anything in reason. Painting your junk is not within reason.
What if I told you it's lead paint?
No. Oh my god. The coffee in the afterlife is so good.
I know, right? Who knew that coffee just needed some ectoplasm?
Ugh, this kind of reminds me of the time my douche ex-boyfriend dumped me in a Starbucks, though.
He didn't.
Yeah, he's this super sleazy lawyer. Don't know why I was ever with him. Oh, right, the money. But get this, he left me for one of his clients, like, behind bars.
Holy shit, my ex-boyfriend went to jail for putting razor blade in kids' Halloween candy. And the last time I visited him, he told me that he started fucking his attorney.
No way. Are you telling me that our exes started going out with each other?
Yes way. Here, pull up his Instagram and I'll prove it to you.
This is from earlier today. About to defend this sexy, innocent hunk.
Yep, that's Jeffrey alright. He could tell it's him because of that Monster Energy tattoo on his neck. God. I fucking wish that we could roam the earth and haunt those dipshits.
Well, I might be of service to you fine young phantasms. I couldn't help overhearing your conversation. Jimmy Hotwell, the ghost with the most, specializing in spectral heckles, spiritual slip-ups, and pranks of the poltergeist variety. Pleased to meet ya.
So, how exactly can you help us?
It's quite simple. Just gaze into this nifty sautroscope here and tell me what you see.
Oh my god, it's Evan. That fucking prick is in court right now defending your ex.
Are they holding hands underneath the desk? Fucking shameless.
Ah, shame in their gardens does not grow. This is something you all too well know. But it's like I always say, if you can't bring him shame, bring him woe. Corporal Chaos doesn't curse like us, though. Just a few soul cents could bring you quite a lot of joy if you're willing to part with a little dough.
Yes, make him say something stupid to the judge.
Defense counsel, have you prepared an opening statement?
Have you prepared an opening statement? Have you prepared an opening statement? Fuck yeah, you wrinkly ass cracker. Let's hurry the shit up. I ain't got all day.
The court will not abide such language. As counsel, you should know how to behave with decorum in a place of law and justice. I expect this from the accused, but never from a lawyer.
Money well spent, right?
Absolutely. Make Jeffrey say something dumb, too.
Look, Mr. Robe Man, we all know I didn't do that shit. Did I buy a shitload of razor blades on October 30th? Yes. Did I buy a bunch of Halloween candy that very same day? Fuck yes. But does anybody want to mention the fact that I ate a bunch of candy with razor blades too? How could I fall victim to the razor blade candy if I was the one who put razor blades in the candy? In confusion, we the jury find the prosecution innocent, Your Honor.
Did he actually do that?
Yes. Yes, he did.
How far can we go with this exactly? Like, is there a limit to what we're allowed to make him do?
Money can make anything happen in the world, bud. You're in the afterlife, not in an alternate universe.
How much will it take to have the lawyer start sucking his dick?
His own dick or Mr. Razorblade's dick?
Razorblade.
400.
I got 370.
Close enough!
Order! Order in the court! I will not tolerate such nonsense!
Babe, you're doing such a good job right now. Like, you're doing a better job defending yourself than I am.
Babe, am I allowed to say I'm fucking hard for you right now?
Only if I get a taste.
What in God's name is going on? Get that man's genitals out of your mouth, sir!
Here's everything I have. All my soul scents, my watch, the keys to my Bugatti, everything.
Whoa, big spender here. What can I make happen for you?
Poop, goddammit.
Ha, excellent choice.
Hey, babe?
Yeah, babe?
Remember that time I had to go to court and you brought me, like, 6 cunt wraps of brains from Taco Bell in to eat before the trial?
Yeah, that was the day.
No way. That explains it.
Explains what?
You are going to clean that up! And after that, you are going to prison for the rest of your life! Both of you!
Babe, do you think we're gonna get a cell together?
No! No, you will not! Drag these obscene rapscallions out of my courtroom, and then burn it! They have defiled this place beyond salvation!
Ha ha! Well, looks like my job here is done. Pleasure doing business with you.
The pleasure was all ours, Mr. Huntwell. But in a way, I'm glad I died. I feel like this is where I belong. Here, with you.
Me too.
How was everything today?
Oh, it was just fantastic. Best coffee I've ever had.
Great! Well, 2 large coffees with extra ectoplasm and whipped cream, plus 2 booberry muffins, comes to 13 soul cents.
Oof. I think I forgot my wallet in my car.
Yeah, I think you did. Quick, let's go look for it.
Jimmy, where's my cut?
Here you go.
You ever feel bad taking all of someone's money?
Nah, beats working for tips, right, partner?
You can say that again.
Stuck in a loveless affair? Need to spice up your marriage? Considering role-playing? Do all of the above with Party Titty, the spookiest, bloodiest adult costume shop in the world. Augment your Frankenstein's monster costume with the Franken-cock sheath. Put any doubts of your manhood to the grave. All specimens are individually sewn from three exquisite examples of masculinity, courtesy of Cadavers R Us. It's 100% biodegradable with no traces of formaldehyde. It's available refrigerated fresh at Party Titty. Ladies, why settle as a sexy nurse when you can be the dead sexy nurse? Comes with a bloody tight nurse uniform, 5 pounds of internal organs, a gallon of blood, a pair of panties, and a tube of super glue. At Party Titty, all costumes comes with cutouts for prime access to the haunted nether realms. Perfect for being eaten out by brainless dead bimbos. All this and more during the Halloween sale.
Strict adherence to the expiration date highly recommended. Sexual intercourse not recommended without any prior decontamination and sanitation. Origins of all biological materials are confidential and will not be disclosed under any circumstances. Copyright Mortvale Crematorium Trading as Party Titty.
Dick or treat! Fuck.
I told you that wouldn't work. I am so freaking excited to go to this haunted house. I hope it's even scarier than last year. Last year, I ended up screaming so much my voice hurt, especially after that one guy chased me with a damn chainsaw. A chainsaw!
We're almost to the front of the line and I still can't hear any noise coming from the house. What do you think they have going on in there? The people coming out look horrified, but they are also quiet.
Maybe they made some silent horror or something. It's our turn!
Here goes nothing. Did we just walk into someone's house? Is that man doing his taxes? What the fuck?
Let him do his work or he may get audited.
We need to go. This is just a regular guy being a regular guy. Why are we here?
I'm not really sure, but I do always fear having to do my taxes now that I think about it. I need to get started on my prep for next year. Oh, jeez.
So are we just going to keep going?
I guess so. I mean, we paid to get in, right?
What the hell? Now it smells like bleach. We should probably hold our breath.
Oh, cleaning the toilet. That is the most gross thing I can think about that I actually have to do.
Seriously, this is just a family living their life. We need to get out of this house. I do not understand what's happening and why everyone is just okay with it.
I have got to see what's next. I feel my anxiety creeping up already. Come on, let's keep going.
Okay, a lady picking up her kid's toys and no one is upset? This isn't something we should be watching. This is just a poor woman's house. Am I going crazy? Is this the horror? Are you in on it?
No. Oh, look how she keeps putting things away, but the room isn't getting clean. I have nightmares about this. I feel myself getting angry and upset and depressed over it all. I bet my fucking kid's room is going to be just as messy by the time I get home. Great. Another thing to add to the list I wasn't thinking about of things I need to do.
But this isn't your house. And this is just a family doing things in their house and for some reason we paid to see it. And now you're what, getting scared?
I can't handle more of this. Let's move on.
Yeah, come on.
Moldy dishes, my god.
That is really gross. Why are they letting people see that their house is like this? Where is the end of this? Why aren't they embarrassed or at least trying to hide it? How did the dishes get that way? Why did they let them go until they were covered in mold? Why are we looking at this? We actually paid for this? I am really going crazy. This must be a weird-ass dream.
Let's get out of here. Run. We can get away from it. I don't want to think about any of this. My heart is beating too fast.
You still have to take out the trash. Your bills are due tomorrow. The sink is clogged with hair. You have jury duty.
Good morning, son. Oh, why the long face?
As you know, I'm 18, which means I wake up every morning with raging morning wood.
Well, I don't see anything wrong with that.
I just wish I had a cereal that was horny as I was.
Shut the fuck up, you dumb shit nuts. Here, shovel some cunt chocula into that pretty little mouth.
Oh, wow. It really gets deep in the labia folds.
Morning, Mom.
Good morning, little bro.
Oh, if it isn't my adult daughters. Good morning, girls. What can I make you for breakfast?
I think I'll have some of the blueberry. I can't get enough of those puffy, sugary titties and those little marshmallow nipples.
It'll be spankin' berry for me. I love those little pink butt cheeks.
I guess you could just say you like eating ass.
Hell yeah! Plus, I love the sound they make when you pour milk on them.
Wow, you three are really going down on your cereal. I wish it was as easy to make you go down on me.
New from General Thrills. Three new cereals that will put a new meaning to the most important meal of the day. Find Cut Chocula, Boobberry, and Spankinberry at a supermarket near you. General Thrills. Getting out of bed is hard, and so are we.
Welcome, pledges, to the Mindfapolis Cemetery, and welcome to the next trial you must face if you wish to become a Thigh Fappa Fappa sister. Oh, and happy Halloween! We have donned these slutty schoolgirl outfits in honor of Barbie, founder of Thigh Fappa Fappa and first female porn star to die of a cum overdose. May she forever be in ecstasy.
Honestly, you are so fucking fuckable and bad.
We have subjourned here to her headstone, where her golden dildo is forever on display for all to see. As a new member of Thigh Fappa Fappa, you will pay homage to her by coming on her headstone. On this, the second most sluttiest day of the year.
What's the sluttiest day?
June 19th, Carol. Read a fucking book.
Oh.
Pledges, are the cameras set up?
Yes.
Yes, sister.
Jennifer, you're up. I believe in you.
Stacy, what's that? It wasn't there before.
It looks like a cock.
Oh. Oh my god, ew, it just came off.
What's happening? Oh my god, the cops are rising from the dead.
It is I, Barbie the Blowjob Queen, who went to the grave more plastic than human. You basic bitches come here every Halloween to defile my grave. And I don't even get to squirt. I can't squirt with this ghost coochie. This year I shall have my revenge. Go, my past lovers. Edge them until they beg. Subdue them so I can steal their pussies.
No!
No.
Run, girls. Let's get out of here. Oh, shit. Guys, hurry. Don't let these cocksuckers get us.
What else do you think that we need to go back for?
Fuck that. I have bomb pussy, and I'm not about to let some spectral slut take it away from me.
Oh god, their zombie cocks are huge.
Oh, sorry, babe. I think I left the oven on. Be right back.
No, you selfish bitches. You'll never be part of Thigh Fappa Fappa.
Fuck it. I'm only going to college so I can have an excuse to be a stripper.
And fuck all your professors with tenure?
Oh, how could I not? They're so
fucking old and wrinkly.
Your pussy is mine forever.
What are you doing?
Oh my god, you scared me. Don't sneak up on me like that.
You writing something? Can I see?
Well, I guess it's a rough draft.
This is a script for something. What's a succubus?
Well, it's like a sex demon girl.
Oh, interesting. What's this for?
I'm gonna submit it to the Galloween competition.
The what?
Galloween.
You mean Halloween?
No, it's a competition that Gunwolf Audio does every year for Halloween.
Okay. Explain.
Well, see, it's like this.
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to hear something deranged? Come with us and you will be all in love with Gwaloween.
This is Gwaloween, this is Gwaloween, moans and screams in the dead of night. This is Gwaloween, every script is so unclean, makes you come, then hide your face and cry in fright.
Just lay down, then you're going to cream.
Yes, we love our Gwaloween.
I am the one getting into your head. Zombie girls make you lust for the undead.
Werewolf guys all covered in hair chase you down, then drag you to their lair.
This is Gwaloween, this is Gwaloween, 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 Gwaloween. Hear that sound, home alone. Try to resist, but you won't last long.
Hear that sound, don't we love it now? I really hope they all end in cream pies.
Grab your headphones, be quiet if you can. Pick another audio and how you'll
scream. This is Gwaloween.
Toad woman.
Slimy green, aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine. Play it once, play it twice. Monster girl to add some spice. What will be your next delight?
Everybody cream. Everybody cream!
How we love our Gwaloween.
I'm sexy, dressed in black lace. Be a good boy for me, I'll raid your face. But I'm no angel, better beware. I'll suck your blood and leave none to spare.
I am a creature that owns the night. First I make love to you, then I bite.
This is Gwaloween, this is Gwaloween,
Gwaloween, Gwaloween, Gwaloween, Gwaloween.
Skulls and pumpkins everywhere. Love's no fun without a good scare. We have fun, but we're not mean. We just love our Gwaloween. Hear that sound? Don't we love it now? Scary but sexy and into cream pies.
We a monster, but wind up on your back and scream like a banshee. The pleasure makes you grin. This is Halloween. Everybody creams. Fill you with rapture, make you want to cry.
Our audio world is now your soundtrack. Everyone hail to this place of sin now.
This is Gwaloween, this is Gwaloween, 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 Gwaloween.
Hear us now before it's gone. Now you'll see that you belong.
La 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 Gwaloween, Gwaloween. La 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 Gwaloween, Gwaloween. La 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 Gwaloween. La 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 Gwaloween, Gwaloween.
Gwaloween, Gwaloween.
That must be the first set of kids. This year, I'm completely ready. All the treats and lollies are prepared. You know, there is a doorbell. Oh, kids these days. You could have pressed the doorbell. Oh, dear.
Well, this is a very, very impressive costume. Worn out clothes, raw, awful scent. You even covered yourselves in blood. Come on, you made your point. No need to stay in character. No candy until you say trick or treat. Bob, come take a look. Ah, they're biting me!
Welcome, welcome everyone to tonight's show. I am Paul, your friendly sexorcist, and I heard we got a whole lot of interesting problems to deal with tonight. Now let's start with Jane and John Cooper.
Well, Paul, my wife here used to be the most outgoing, sexually adventurous person I had ever met. My mistress, my muse, she would do anything, anyone, anytime, and at any place. It was marvelous.
Come on, dear. I grew out of it.
No, I simply can't accept that. How the hell do you go from pegging me all night with a complicated system of pulleys and ropes in a bouncy castle to just wanting mere vanilla stomach-to-stomach missionary sex at the very same evening? In our bedroom, of all places.
Why can't you accept the fact that I'm not into it anymore?
We devoted an entire house wing to books on sexual positions and fantasies. There's no way you changed that fast overnight. You are possessed. Fucking possessed.
Accurate assessment, I think. A life-changing shift in your sexual wheelhouse doesn't happen organically. Unless you suffered a trauma, like a lobotomy or something. It's most likely caused by a demon. A particularly boring one called Anilave Imonde. Jane, stand here. By the holy powers of blessed premium brand lubricant, I anoint thee. You have been sexercised. Next!
John, last week I bought crotchless panties, a cane, a strap-on, and a chainsaw. You want mommy to teach you a lesson, little boy?
Next up we have something sacrilegious. Please welcome Mother Superior and her acolyte. Now, Mother Superior, can you please describe to me what's been happening?
Oh, Father Paul, I need your help. One of my little lambs has been possessed by a very inappropriate demon.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Mother Superior. I am just the same as I always was. Sometimes I just really need to itch some scratches, you see?
Father Paul, please! I found her yesterday humping the gravestones in the cemetery behind the abbey. She's a nun, for goodness sake. The day before, I found her squatting on top of a cross-shaped headstone.
It was only that one time, Mother Superior.
No, that was the least gross instance of fornication. I dare not air anything else in public.
Okay, that's just merely a bad habit.
My child, your moral standards are degrading over time. What about the other day when you were making excessive amounts of innuendo in regards to that recently departed priest's rigor mortis? Look at you! You're drooling! You ungodly, disgusting child! That perversion is unnatural!
You are correct on this count. Unfortunately, we are seeing an Iverpe Imonde misaligning her moral compass while simultaneously causing an increase in her libido. Quite a deadly combination. Luckily, you called me in before it is too late. Be as it may, by the power of the holy lubricant, I anoint thee. You've been sexercised. Next! Ladies and gentlemen, our last guest for tonight is quite an interesting one, even by my standards. This is a truly special case. Now, this is Brad Smith, brought in by his grocer, Curtis Green. A quite unlikely pairing on this show. Now, Curtis, what has compelled you to drag one of your customers in here?
Look, Brad, I really, really don't want to do this to you, but you and me, we're friends. It hurts me to say this, but over the past year, you have been getting stranger and stranger in my shop.
What do you mean?
For the past 3 months, you've been standing there staring at the watermelons, drooling, whilst pitching a tent in the middle of the fucking store.
I can't help the fact that they got such sensual curves and figures.
But they're watermelons, for heaven's sake. You've been walking around, popping a fucking boner around the shop. You've been scaring the customers. Oh my god. Last Friday I saw you with a fist in an overripe melon, whispering to it. Then you truly crossed the line when you mentioned how you wanted to suck out all its seeds. I had to kick you out.
I can't help it. They're just so hard on the outside, sweet and juicy on the inside. I just really had to feel it around my fist.
That's not normal, and you haven't always been this way. But I think you're getting worse. You've been looking at the pumpkins. It's going to be Halloween, for heaven's sake. Everyone is going to be carving out faces and putting them out onto the streets. Next thing we know, you might actually try and fuck one. In front of the kids. In public.
No, it won't come down to that. I can control myself.
I can't let that happen to you, man. You'll get arrested for public indecency or even labeled a pedo. I can't risk it, and neither should you.
Yes, you are right. We need to help this man before it goes too far. You see, he is possessed by a UCJ Imande. It has a very, very specific kink, as Curtis just elaborated, but it is still very dangerous and malicious nonetheless. Brad, you are very fortunate to be blessed with a very caring and concerned friend. Now, by the power of the holy lubricant, I anoint thee! You've been sexercised! And that's the end of our show today, folks. Join us next time to see me on a Sexorcist special, where I deal with an entire sorority with a fixation on vintage 1960s Nixie tube calculators. All at once!
Oh, look at you! Aren't you so cute in your little Iron Man and Ray costumes? And your mother looks really good in her slutty secretary outfit.
But I'm not wearing a costume?
Coming this Halloween, it's another generic slasher movie. In a quiet suburban community, three girls and their boyfriends, along with their single female friend and their nerdy neighbor who adores them, will discover that there is a killer among them. One who is stalking them and plotting their revenge. For what? They have a lot of unresolved feelings about things that happened in the past. And there are two killers, because why not? All these movies do that now. Like you didn't know that already if you've seen one of these movies in the past 2 decades. The critics are going to hate it, but 70% of you who have Rotten Tomatoes accounts will enjoy it. And considering that this movie only cost $10 million to make, even if it is a modest hit for 1 week, the producers are going to make their money back. I mean, it's a much safer bet for them than making a comedy. Unless it's a horror comedy, because those are always a winner. Starring an actress who will one day win an Oscar and look back upon this experience with regret and horror.
As if. I'm so much better than you. You're lucky I'm even here. Oh no! The killer!
Someone who was an actor on Degrassi in the 1990s, but who is suddenly apparent in this movie, and it's going to make you question a lot of things about yourself and your life experiences if you recognize them.
Oh, sorry I scared you there, eh? I was just looking for a knife to cut my pasta and I don't know where it went. Huh. Now what's all that drama about?
I guess this was filmed in Canada. Gotta love them tax incentives. Also starring a burgeoning scream queen, who's going to be in a lot of these, and who will make most of their money from conventions.
You've seen too many horror movies. There's no killer. It's just a series of accidents involving cutlery, power tools, and garden implements. There's a reasonable explanation for everything. Oh, it's a spider. Get it off, get it off, get off. If you don't, I'll scream myself to death.
And of course, finally, the actor who's going to retire after this movie and use the little bit of money they got as a salary to go to college and become a professor of medieval literature or something like that. And then they are going to become increasingly livid at people who come up to him in public and ask him about this movie.
I don't even know why I'm here. I mean, really, it seemed like a fun idea when you suggested it, but now there's way too much tension in the air, and I don't think I can take it. Not to mention, I'm not qualified to fix any of these chainsaws either.
That's right. Welcome to terror. Welcome to the horrifying world of mediocrity. It is even so bad it's good. It's just forgettable. But maybe you'll end up catching this on cable or on a streaming service when you are bored and you've gone through Parks and Rec for the 16th time. Rated PG-13, so you know there isn't going to be extreme violence, gore, nudity, or the kind of profanity someone being chased by a killer would say. Do they even do trailers with narrators anymore? I mean, really. Well, I guess it's a paycheck.
And that concludes episode 4, A Bit of Halloweeny. Our holiday episode is already in the works, so keep an eye out for that. On behalf of everyone at Midnight Productions, we wish you a very merry...
Bye.
The end.